Nah, but one thing I would say
I'm
about
back.
Loons is like even just now you went like that. You went, yeah. He went, I went to America and yeah. Like you got to finish sentences. Like honestly, like,
I'm gonna look at one man that knows, yeah, that knows, yeah. All right, then.
So you know what he means when he goes, yeah. The whole sentence after, like, yeah. He replaces a whole sentence, maybe a paragraph.
I understand what it means. The yeah is like a two sentences.
Yeah, if you're on the same side of the water as me, you put wherever you could paraphrase your ones in there. But you know what I'm saying. You see, like, Messi, yeah?
And have you lot a victim of Loons? The amount of memes he sends you, like, he kills me.
Loons?
Yeah.
He's on a memes thing still.
Loons sends maybe the most. Have you got a list? Or do you don't individually send it to people?
Yeah, he does.
It's original.
Yeah.
I gotta get to a funeral.
All right. So you're going to jail.
All right, come on then, boys.
Doesn't everyone have a list? Doesn't everyone have a list?
Of me?
I don't.
Of who they send to?
Because he sends so many. I wonder if he does sends individual to people.
I do, individually. It's based on your humour.
Yeah, I thought that. Because I've seen someone say to me, oh, have you seen, look at this. I say, who sent you that? And then it's like, oh, Loons. But then he ain't sent it to me.
And based on your humour. He gets them all. Liffy gets them once in a while. No, Liffy's. I got to send Liffy the cultural ones. Like, we're like a Jamaican in there,
bro. You guess with me, innit? I get like 4 or 5 a day.
Yeah, no, but I know what you like to see. Like, sometimes you just say
sometimes you're leading the witness, innit? Because, like he'll send it with the comment. Like, or something.
Yeah, yeah, he did that to me yesterday. He did that to me yesterday.
Gives you a clue.
Well, I say, fuck.
Dog.
Or he'll blame somebody else. He blames Steve-O. He blames Steve-O.
He blames Steve-O for bearing him.
He blames Steve-O for bearing him. He blames you for bearing him.
I blamed you, You sent me this video and you made me laugh and snot came out. You get me? You know, like, you got to catch it, yeah? So then I was like, right, I'm not supposed to laugh at this.
Wait.
It was dark.
Have you ever,
I'm sending it to you.
Have you ever...
Bro, just undo the button, man.
I know.
Have you ever sneezed and semen comes out your nose?
What the bun that... No,
bro,
man.
Let's roll these cams. Let's roll these cams.
Don't even...
Bro, are you taking a piss, bro?
What are you talking about, bro? Are we
in? I'm scared now, isn't it?
Huh? I like it. I like this table today.
Come on.
Why?
After what you said.
Know. After
what
he said. That. Because he don't like that, innit?
Look how he's sitting. Look how he's sitting.
Robin said that me and Loons are probably the most knowledgeable, filthy fellas. We said we're on a generational
run. I fought for you, Zono. I fought for you.
That's what Robin said, and
I'm good. You know, you had to do it because I don't know what my next sentence was going to be. But
he just don't want no trouble. That's why he said that.
By the way, I fought for you. I fought for you.
No, I fought for Dan.
You didn't want no smoke.
I fought for
Dan. Dan gets led by the witness a lot.
Who's the witness?
Margs.
I just like his jokes.
Mm. Boys, you had a good weekend?
I don't know when this comes out.
Like, when's it come
Friday.
Out?
You still like that table?
Got anything planned for the weekend?
Got anything planned for
the weekend? Yeah. No more football though, so.
Pre-season.
My pre-season for
Man United lost, man.
United lost?
Yeah, Wrexham.
Yeah, they got beat
strong
by Wrexham.
Team.
Oh, Wrexham got money
Maguire,
now.
Maguire, Yoro.
Santos.
Heaven.
Santos, Heaven. Mm. Who's the left back again?
Xerxes was up
Mason
front.
Mason Mount, Xerxes.
Mbeumo?
Yeah,
Mbeumo. Bro, strong team. Mm. The strong guys lost.
Oh, is it?
Mm. And then Spurs as well, strong team out, lost too.
Does Filthy need the preseason?
Yeah.
What do we do?
What do we do? See, in preseason, you train in preparation for the season, but you do things that will get you...
Sharp, right?
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
Quizzes.
That's a great show.
Yeah, quizzes.
Well, to get our brains...
Mind.
To get our mind...
up to sharp.
I've said before, I've got mind off a thing before, so...
I've got mind off a thing.
That might be cold.
That might be cold. cold. That is cold, you know.
Yeah, she's mindful. She's mindful.
Hey, you've been endorsing this.
I got mind off her is crazy.
I got mind.
That's then deep, the next thing is you can't say mind because you say mind and the next thing man's going to say bun up.
What's it? Grime, garage and now mind. You started all three.
Grime, garage and mind.
Grime, garage.
And R&G. That's rhythm and grime. It's like a... For the lady.
Rhythm and grime for the lady.
That? Angel, that's like angel.
That's boop in our head. That's that, ain't it? Rhythm and grime. Ain't it rhythm and grime?
It's like more Terror Danger, RIP, his sort of stuff. Like.
Did you see that poster done today? When it said, like, I could never explain it, yeah? You know, everyone's like, Loon, why do you dislike grime so much? You get me? And then I done a post, yeah? And this guy...
Grime is like Scared of Halls music. It is. I experienced it firsthand.
It's what?
I don't know what scared
of Halls music.
Sometimes, you gotta read the room, innit? Do you get me? I don't like all that, like, Lil Durk and, like, that wave type of music and stuff, yeah? But I can understand how it kind of sets the mood, innit? Especially if you're just chilling with the man.
Well, basically, you put on Grime and the girls left, did it?
It wasn't for the girls.
This is what I'm saying. This way. That's why I wasn't really into it.
No, but the dances wasn't for the girls. So what I'm saying, it's like you go into
bare man in a dance.
It's like you go into a ska. That ska's the old reggae thing, isn't it? Not that. So you know, like you know the one where they're punching each other.
Rock.
What do they call that again?
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like that either.
Metal.
Anyway, one of them ones though, the deep ones, right? And then. Yeah, and expecting to have gal and wanted to wine with.
But that's
gal.
What I'm saying. I'm not interested in that though. That's what I'm saying. I'm not interested in bare man. I went to boys' school, so I had enough of that and kept me.
Have you seen the rave that GOP is talking about though? The rock and roll thing, and everyone's just punching.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Allowed to punch each other.
Yes, kick, punch.
Certain times, certain MMA man go there.
Yeah.
And you see when that big black guy's in there? Just dashing.
Oh, nah. See, one, it's a black you. You can tell he's blatantly not here for the music. Bro, mad hard.
That's mad.
I see Caleb in there, bruv. He was on one of the videos. He weren't really punching.
Loomis is in there.
With his knee brace.
Knee brace doing knee drops. He was doing
a knee brace on a Monday. That sets you up for the wrong week.
Stone cold. Stone cold, bro.
Or it says you've had a good weekend.
So I think the answer is yes. We need a preseason. What else do we need?
I think we need better diets. I just had lunch with you, man. You men all eating fried chicken.
Not me.
You didn't have lunch. No, you didn't. You had water. Wow.
Because I'm back in camp.
Are you back in camp? Yeah, you men are eating all the. Like,
you had the biggest meal.
Did you? You know, I was waiting. Bro, I was waiting.
He had a tray.
Everyone got a box.
On his tray, there was three boxes.
And beans.
And not as I do.
He's got one with him.
He got a doggy bag from Morley's, bro.
Yeah, bro. What are we talking about here?
For later. But do as I say, not as I do. Morley's. Yeah. And you know what I hate about you? You're like a girl I was seeing recently, right? So I say something. It's not about me. I said, you lot need to sort your diets out, which is true. Not so much you, right? You're looking good, lips. Yeah, you smell great as well, right?
Come on, man.
But you, I've seen your belly.
Y'all got a belly.
Yeah. I was just away if you mind me, bro. You got it out a couple times. I'm like, whoa.
No, you can't whoa. You can't whoa.
Because I see it's not about
me. This is what I'm saying.
It's always bad. I understand what you're getting at. Okay. Point proven.
I know my belly's mad. But he's saying you've got a belly.
Chill out.
Yeah, but my one's not there like that.
Don't suck it. Don't lift up your top if you're going to suck in your belly.
I'm not sucking it in.
Yeah, bro.
That's tight.
We said you lost weight when we was over there, bro.
What are you two doing, though?
We're showing the levels of health.
Point is, I think all of us now, see? Wait. All of us, we should start looking after. We're getting older. We're the older people in this industry. I think we should start looking after ourselves because my mate, he fell over. He fell over.
What is that his name?
She fell over, by the way.
My bad.
No, I'm saying when a man that used to fall over, you say she fell over, innit?
Oh.
Innit?
No.
That's what we used to do. We used to, if it was a boy, we'd go, she fell over. Is it not? I've always thought that.
He for a man and... Do you know how this works? Yeah, like...
Yeah, she for a woman.
Like masculine and feminine.
He for... So that means it would just be women dropping. She fell over. She fell... Yeah, you lot are dread.
Point is, in Miami, I fell in love with a stripper. That's all I was trying to say. Oh, bloody hell. Hey, for real. But then you find out that that's what they're meant to do. They've got some sort of siren, like, you know what I mean? By the end of it, I'm $700 down. In ones, by the way.
That's it, only in ones.
No, because it matters. I think how many ones you have to do to
700,
do 700.
700.
It's crazy, no.
No, but it gets filled.
Hey, just, hey, yo.
It gets filled mad, though.
Anyway, I think that's what this is. I think this is a filthy intervention. What else do we need? We need new audio on live streams.
We need a filthy intervention.
We need a digital mixer instead of an analog one, I think.
No, yeah, we need a new digital, Jad. We weren't using it for
we
digital.
We need a new Jad.
What, like replacing it? We need to replace
Jad. Yeah.
I've heard, there's a guy, but I've heard it was KG's brother-in-law. Brother-in-law.
I don't know.
Do not piss me off.
I'm being serious.
So KG's brother-in-law was manning the machines.
He had a filthy hat. Respect him, man. Come and be nice.
Yes. What's going on there?
I don't know.
KG's trying to do a something takeover. Hostile takeover, you know. I'm telling you. He was all out there all putting his nose where it didn't need to be.
In the production bag.
That is good. He saved us.
This is how you take over government.
This is how you do it.
Because you know what it is? I can go live in my yard super easy, like camera facing me and
What else? Go.
I don't get why it's like so difficult here though. I don't say like, bro, I should have just brought my little setup. You see how like you game on live? See how you game? I go on Stream Deck. I face my camera. I get it right. I go on the scene I want to do. Stream, you get me? Check my mics. Do a test. Ding. Goes ding. You know what I'm saying? So you ready to go live? So I do my motion. Then it's bing. I go live and then I delete it.
Even I know.
See? And it's like, so when it was here and they're like, oh, this ain't clicked into that. I'm saying, I should have just brought my webcam. Stuck it on top of the telly.
No, but the camera worked. But the mics were working.
Audio.
Only one mic was working.
So what was it? What was the problem?
It was something to do with a mixer and how they was getting the audio into this camera thing. And it was more complicated than what
it
was.
Is that why the episode didn't come out?
Greg has obviously decided, I'm not being part of anything that I don't actually want to be a part of. So he wasn't there that day. And that's it. Like,
Fair enough, lads. But listen, you live and you learn. And if you don't learn, you live and you go.
You have to learn.
And then sometimes it quickly happens, isn't it? You know what I mean?
So people won't trust our streams if we don't pull it together, I'll be honest.
Me and Lippy saved the stream though. Lippy via TikTok. Me with my brethren, my one brethren.
All right, your stream was the coldest though.
Come on, man.
One man.
Sometimes it was 15.
Yeah.
Highest it went to was 33. But then when Dan asked me, I said, I'm basically FaceTiming someone.
If you was in a little bar and there was 33 man there, that's sick, bro. Mm. So big up, thanks. If you sold 33 tickets for £1,000, that's £32,000, yeah? So.
What if there's one though?
Yeah, yeah. One's a comp, yeah, one's a comp.
Oh, if there's one, then.
Yeah, yeah, one was a comp.
That's a date.
So diet, better audio.
Mentality.
What is our mentality? Have we got a good mentality?
Similar to Argentina's style, still.
We're not that bad.
That's bad. Yeah, I believe we've got the players to do tiki taka. You know, we've got definitely got the players to do tiki taka. But I believe, I believe, right, that like myself, Steve-O, and I'm gonna include you, Dan, and sometimes you, Lippy. Yeah. Obviously, you lot are new.
Say
talents.
Everyone then, dickhead.
So you two are new talents, so I'm not counting to say it's not
I'm
to you.
I'm telling you, shut up anyway.
It's not for you. It's for everyone else.
Personal. Yeah?
So it's like,
take it personal from early.
Don't listen to argue. You get me? So some man.
We can't play tiki-taka.
Is this the man?
We can't.
That is telling the rest of the room.
I bring you with me.
I don't think argue.
You're on the boat with me.
I don't think argue is
personal. Are you putting holes in the boat? This is why you cannot.
Loons ain't saying that because the way he said it and the way that the timing and the rhythm of it, it was like, yeah, but it wasn't that. After he was saying,
No, you are not.
I come from an era where that's perfectly fine. And I know Bridges that still to this day, yeah? But what I was going to say is, what he meant was, like, listen.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
How can you hear that from him saying it? He don't listen.
Yeah. I do.
Good advice is good advice.
I listen to these lot for 45 minutes.
And what's
and bad
advice?
Well, he has plenty of that as well.
I don't give out bad advice. I don't give out advice much. I'm very selfish. I don't give out advice much. You know that, but when I give out advice...
Should we let each other talk a bit more?
Basically, there you go. No, okay. We're doing this pre-season. Is this what we're doing? Okay. So this is what I would say, lads, yeah? The show's not going to run away from you. And it does mean that if you see, like, for instance, earlier, I mean, on the last show, Biscuit wanted to say something. I said, wait, it's coming. It's going to come. But then someone else spoke, and then I feel, oh, hang on. I've just told Biscuit to chill. So next time, he's not going to chill now. Because last time, when he tried to chill, someone took his go. But what I'm saying is, we will all get our chance to say something on the show. It might not be in that part of the show, unfortunately, but we will all get a segment.
Let me say something. Yeah.
Go for it.
You're going to have the ball at a point.
Yeah.
Yeah? If the first time you have the ball, certain times we'll be arguing about nothing. Yeah. And a man will speak for half hour. Then later on, want to speak it. You use all your touches in the first half. You ain't got no touches.
And the thing is, and then depending on...
I'm tired now.
It's true.
No, don't take it personal. Now,
like, the guy that's the most guilty of this is Marks, yeah? We'll, in the intro, we'll start arguing about, see, I told you, Bellingham, you've used all your, you've taken...
And you've mentioned it on three shows in a row.
Yeah? Mm. Then when we get to United now, but you didn't know United was forwarding. You didn't know you needed to save your stamina for now. You're caught now.
Yeah, now we're sick of your voice.
Now
we're sick of your voice. We don't hear nothing from you because when you said earlier, it was bull. Okay.
I don't think we have a clear style of play.
Which, you know, it makes us though, bro.
But as in, like, for example, like, I know who he is.
Yeah.
He is...
Renegade.
Nunez.
No way, I'm high tech.
He's
a wild card.
High tech,
he's a wild
bro.
Card.
He's who?
We go to America and then what this, yeah. A dude. So
he's gonna have moments, but he's gonna.
No.
Like, he's
you're
gonna
playing into
chaos.
It. No.
For his team and the Oppo.
You're playing into what the mainstream media want you to believe. Right? You know, you pass it to me, you get it straight back.
What?
You know that.
Wow. He's bro. Deluded.
And you're my guy who I pass it and we do one, two.
Yeah, me and you would do it, but you don't give it back to everyone else.
Because some man ain't deserving.
And not only that.
I'll deliver back.
Wait, and be honest.
I'm going to have to turn.
I see.
And you understand.
Carragher said this about Bellamy. He said, Bellamy, great trainer. You'd have him on a night out, all of that. But once a month, he needs a slap. Just to let him know.
Slap me, get slapped back. And that's
I didn't
the
say
difference.
You.
Right?
It's a confession.
Do you know? Confession. Like, I'll tell you who I am in every team. That was
oh,
the
well,
Cup.
We're not going to go for it. No, we're not going to go for
it. At Spain, I was I'm Dani Olmo. I'm not the, yeah, I'm Dani Olmo. I'm basically the Dani Olmo of Spain. Yeah, I'm Dani Olmo. Right?
What qualifies you for that?
Hold on, at least give an example of why you're Dani
Olmo. Like, I'm asking you.
You saw when the high stakes. Yeah, you can push and pull me.
What?
I will still get it done.
Bro, you think you link the defense and the attack?
Hang on, I don't need it. In America, and let's be real, come on, you know, come on. He come through a couple times, bro. Like, there's a couple.
Dani Olmo.
For instance, one of them, that one, if the internet is about statements, in this football space is about statements, but anyone can rage bait. But what made his statement about I'm closer to Ronaldo, all of that, is that he believed it.
It's funny you say that.
It was genuine.
It's funny you say that because I think the player he is most like, more than anyone that's even played in this World Cup, is Cristiano.
No, I'm not a team player.
No, man.
I'm a team player, Dan.
A thousand shots, snatch, drag,
no.
And then boom.
I'm a team player, bro.
Nah, you're not.
No, he's a team player as well.
No, he's not. He didn't score. I'll have the 986 goals. I'll have that.
And don't pass to your brethren. Nah, but one thing I would say
I'm
about
back.
Loons is, like, even just now, you were like that. He went, yeah. He went, I went to America and yeah. Like, you've got to finish sentences. Like, honestly. Like,
I'm going to look at one man that knows, yeah? That knows, yeah? All right, then.
So you know what he means when he goes, yeah. The whole sentence after, like, he replaces a whole sentence, maybe a paragraph.
I understand
you
compare. What means. The yeah is like a two sentences.
Yeah, if you're on the same side of the water as me, you put wherever you could paraphrase your ones in there. But you know what I'm saying. You see, like, Messi, yeah? You put goal. Bad boy. Wicked. Killer. You get me? So it's just whatever you want to. That's all the air is for.
It's a Jamaican thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a ghetto thing. I lie, Lippy. Yeah? Trust me.
Ghetto, yo.
Trust me. Yeah,
yeah. Skill out. Hold one.
Come on then, lads. Come on. Oi. Before we start, mate. Sorry, because there's a geezer that's got the same name as me.
Nah, yeah. Obviously, rest in peace, Kevin Keegan.
Mm.
We found out. Yeah, clap him
legend.
Up.
Legend.
Clap him
my
up,
name ain't
legend.
Keegan. My name ain't Keegan, but it's Kevin.
Yeah. Some of the younger Filthy fans might not be too familiar with him, but if you're a 90s baby, you'd definitely be very aware of Kevin Keegan. Kevin Keegan. So, yeah, rest in peace to the big dog. But yeah, now that the World Cup is done and dusted, let's get back to the Premier League that belongs to Arsenal FC. Well, obviously, done. The season is soon approaching and the transfer window is going off. Not necessarily for us though, Chelsea. I don't know how.
Hijacking.
You did this.
Hijack? How you class that as a hijack?
Yeah, of course that's a hijack.
It's definitely a hijack.
That's a hijack. We put in a bid. How's that hijack?
Broski,
we weren't going to pay 117.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Chelsea have broken the British transfer record, signing Morgan Rodgers from Aston Villa.
Again.
For 117 million.
It's a lot of money.
The record was broken earlier, obviously, with Elliot Anderson from Forest to City.
How much was Anderson?
113.
So how much was Isak?
Yeah, and how much was
British?
British.
He went from New. Oh,
Isak
British
isn't
players.
British.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Sorry, you mentioned it.
Flag. Okay.
Yeah. So it was suggested that Arsenal were going to bid when the World Cup ended, but Chelsea done a bit of the old school tapping up. Yeah. And swooped in, man. Listen, you know what? Fair play, man. Fair play.
I think Rodgers is a sick player. 170 million, you're going to have to work with that price tag because you come with a lot of pressure now. Maybe not in this day and age.
Like, I don't know. It's a standard now.
The market is crazy now.
It's broken a record, bro.
But for me, Elliot Anderson is nowhere near what he went for. Yeah. Morgan Rodgers is worth more to me than Elliot Anderson. But still too much. We're used to, like, I remember when it used to be 40 million. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like, and now it's like 100 plus.
You know how we could say like 50 mil is the new 30 mil. This 100 mil ain't the new anything. This is a new, like, we've never seen this before. They're just making up fees for players. And
but have that's you heard how it's going to be from why it could be? Because obviously short term, financial statements and everything have to be met by certain clubs. So, for example, Chelsea, I know Villa had to sell and make enough money
so they can
buy. So I would not be surprised if now we see an inflated price for Nicholas Jackson.
Everyone is.
To Aston Villa.
Mm. Now I reckon you lot get him going.
Does that make sense? So these numbers might not be those numbers. What they actually are. No, it's just more about
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, they were working together.
Accounts, yeah.
Brighton and Chelsea especially. Them lot have been doing a madness for the last few years, just helping each other.
Because you see, when you sell, it is considered money up front.
Yeah.
But when you buy, you can spread that over 10 such years. Amount of years.
When we bought Declan off you, yeah, who did you replace him with? Or who did you buy? Did you buy someone for a decent amount of money at that point?
Yeah, we bought five players. We bought the Mexican,
really
Alcatraz.
Because I hear what Dan's saying still. Like, because they've already paid. Did they pay 60 for that ute from Freiburg?
Yeah.
So they would have known that was incoming, so they know they had to get some cash in. They knew that Tielemans weren't going for that much. So Morgan Rogers would have been, I reckon, like... Who? What signing was it a couple years ago that made everyone's price just... Was it Declan Rice?
Yeah,
Caicedo. I'm trying to think. Someone...
Caicedo.
Nah, it weren't Declan. It was someone during a window. You see how Anderson's gone for a certain amount? So every club's like, yeah, we've reevaluated our... There was a signing.
When did Caicedo go?
I think it was Caicedo.
He was like bumped up everyone.
105 and Lavia went for 50. Yeah, 45, 50. Yeah, that inflated the centre midfield market.
I'm sure it was Caicedo.
Might be Mudryk, no?
Oh, Mykhailo Mudryk, yeah.
But mentioning Mudryk, this is, if you want to say it's a hijack, it's like Mudryk. It's exactly the same. Where we're linked with a player, we think we could get them for a certain amount. Chelsea come in and say, we'll give you more than that amount. Right now.
Don't you think it's the Elliot Anderson situation that inflated everyone?
Right now, 100%.
But see, for this window
now.
Yeah, 100%. That Elliot Anderson transfer messed up the whole transfer window.
But maybe not, because Caicedo, we bought him 2 seasons ago.
Three. Yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Caicedo was 105 3 years ago. So this isn't that much money.
No, but see him being 105 here, that was like a madness. And then there's been other windows where that money ain't been spent.
Mm.
And then, let me put it to you like this. If Elliot Anderson went for 85 mil, this summer, Rogers wouldn't be 117.
He might be 100.
He'd probably be 100, yeah.
Attackers will always be more, though.
Huh?
Attackers will always be more.
Attacker, defender, he's Champions League
player. The problem is how you... Remember, the valuation isn't just set by you. Is set by the club that you're buying from.
This is what I wanted to say.
Contract length.
I have spent, so have I ever told you my Pro Evolution soccer story when we do Master League and my mate, so I had my team and all I missed, and we didn't sign the same players, right? As with me, a couple of other boys. He had Fabregas and he didn't really play him, but he knew I wanted him and that would be the piece of my team, right? So I ended up giving him £30 English cash, and I bought him on that day. I was ordering McDonald's and I bought him a Big Mac meal. I said, I'll get you that as well. Trust me, I was doing bare little. He went, you know what? And he gave me it. And let me tell you, everyone was going, you're mad. It's just a game. You give him £30. I said, hey, bruv, it changed my whole team. I started winning against the man then. So it's the greatest ever £30. So for what I'm saying is, for me, like, if that player's worth that to your team, it's worth it.
And also, 100%. And it's what he represents to your team as well. Like, in terms, some people, it's just the notoriety of like a certain player, the shirt number, he's the main man.
Mm. How much for Grealish?
100 mil.
100 mil.
And Grealish is like one of those.
Terrible signing, bro.
The
treble. But when they said it was treble.
No, don't remember.
This.
We was, you and
I
me.
I said it,
you
said
and
it
me
yeah. I've always said it.
Was trying to almost defend it. But in hindsight,
look, anyone that's 100 plus, it's a risky signing. Like, you kind of, like, but you can, I guess only the fans and the club can then decide.
Honestly, the only £100 million signing that I've seen that is been a sure thing is Declan Rice. Honestly. I can't think of. Obviously, you got Grealish and
Caicedo.
Grealish is in and out of the Man City. No, but look, I'm saying Declan Rice won the league. You know what I'm saying, innit? Like,
didn't they win?
I'm saying about Grealish was in and out of that team. You know what I'm saying?
What justifies it being a good,
Rice is a good thing?
For example, I think Chelsea could sell Caicedo right now and get the money that they paid for him. Maybe
absolutely.
More. Same with Enzo.
Nah.
Same with a lot of players.
Definitely Enzo.
Same with a lot of players.
Just because the market's so fried.
I guess that goes, whereas a Grealish, 100 mil, but what are you sending him for? Huh?
What was that?
Bottle.
What just happened?
Bro, Colt meant to make you burp and it makes you fart.
You farted? Bro,
my man burped and farted at the same time. Wait, I can't live with you lot, man.
He said, you can't live with us.
Just get on with it, man. It's at school. You know what I hated? You know, at school, when I used to fart in assembly and someone would move and make a space, but I used to f*** them up, you know? Dick.
Why?
Because you're an idiot. You know you're gonna get me in trouble because you can't take a fart. Like, you don't need to do all of that.
That is insane. That's insane logic.
Yeah. Insanity. No, but I used to get angry.
So basically, you're a bully then.
No, exactly.
Basically, fart and hold it.
Hey, bro.
I used to get really upset. Very, very upset.
But Chelsea have signed 3 players for 100 million in the last 3 years. Just finished 10th. That is 600.6 million on 6 players alone in 6 years.
It's a lot of money. But it's, by the way, this isn't, we are not some anomaly here. Can I go through some of these signings? Kai Havertz, 75 million. We sold him for more.
Oh, wait,
no, you didn't. 60 million down the drain.
Same thing. What
I haven't scored.
So lying.
No, that's how the song goes.
No, they lost 10 million on him.
60 million down the drain. Kai Havertz scores again. We paid 60 million.
Yeah, so I'm saying they lost. They lost.
Plus add-ons. Plus add-ons. Anyway, by the way, he won us Champions League, so we can wipe that all off. Mikhailo Mudryk, he's probably going to have to pay us back his entire fee. Yeah, so like he's in court and litigation every day.
I saw a madness about you lot, you know. Quickly. I heard Shakhtar want to play their Champions League games or something
at Chelsea.
At Ulot Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard they was offering it to Brentford. I thought Brentford was giving it to them.
It's all crazy. Romelu Lukaku, I'm not sure what we sold him for. It would not have been anywhere near 97.
Where'd he go? United after this? Inter.
Then he went back, no? To Chelsea.
Then we got Enzo Fernandez, 106.8 million. We'll get that back. Moises Caicedo, 115. We'll probably break even on that. Morgan Rodgers.
Well, one sec. You can't just say on Caicedo. You are not getting back 115 for Caicedo.
Let me just have a quick look. United and Liverpool. If you lot had the money, you would buy him for that money.
Bro, we could have. We bidded for Caicedo. We had the money.
You do that high voice, I know you're.
But we forced your hand to buy Caicedo. Facts. Remember, we put the 100.
It was our best.
We had the money though. We had the money. Don't say if we had the money. We had the money. We put them at 105 down. You know, remember?
He picked us.
The total amount that Chelsea have spent on players in the last 6 years, we'll do it in euros, so it sounds a little bit more dramatic. 2 billion euros.
Can I make a point, by the way? Just because I know this looks like a lot of money, we are not top of the spending thing. Our net spend is not what you think.
If you get their sales up, are great.
Although we are spending this money, we are a brilliant selling club. Exactly. 1.2 billion euros on departures in that time.
That's great.
So only 800 Balance. Million down, which is still quite a lot of money. But
no, there's not in football terms. No,
not in football terms.
That's what you spend.
That's it.
But in a club, in the position you're in, you're trying to get better. You're always going to spend more than your
800 million over 6 years ain't bad.
Can I just say what we've managed to get in that time? We've got a Champions League, a Conference League, a UEFA Super Cup, and 2 Club World Cups.
Wow.
And one of those Club World Cups, we got like 100 million prize money.
Yeah.
So it's just...
I'm not mad at Chelsea, what they've done business. Like,
it'll be a bit more domestic dominated soon. Yeah. It's got a turnover into the domestic world.
It looks like it's happening. However, in the league, we've suffered in recent years. Whether it's geopolitical and war-based, whatever it is, we've come 4th, 3rd, 12th, 6th, 4th and 10th. Not one of these have we come first, but it's coming.
None was a challenge either. But you know what though? Last year, up until Christmas,
we looked good.
We had a chance.
And then what happened?
Had a chance of what though?
Had a chance. Like what I'm saying is, I remember, this is how I know. I might be wrong. He might not have come in his suit, but I think he comes in his suit when they lose.
No, I haven't done it for years.
Yeah, okay.
He's been losing.
So definitely, definitely. No, I'm getting older and I'm getting a bit of dementia, right? What? dementia. But listen.
That was a good one.
But listen, up until you came in here though and you was like, we're going to win the league. To say that confidently, they was really doing well and it was close.
Then Maresca leaves, it goes all up in
so
the flames.
So for me, under Poch, there were signs as well. Over the years, although their positions would say 12th, 10th, a little third or fourth, whatever, there's always been a moment, whether at the start of the season, where they start well, and middle of the season, whatever it may be, there's always a moment where everyone thinks, ooh, Chelsea could get it going here, but they never do.
Oh, that's when they reckon they beat Arsenal 0-0, do you remember? When
what?
They was all over us.
We beat you 0-0.
It was 1-1, sorry. When they beat Arsenal 1-1, it's foolishness.
When did you get rid of Maresca last season?
Middle of last.
Do you know
season.
What? Before he went, Jews lot were decent.
There you go.
Yeah. They was.
Because I don't know if it's a good move for Rodgers, honestly. Respectfully to Chelsea.
I agree.
I don't know if it's a good move.
See, I think it is for him, yeah. You're going to be playing at a team where we have little to no competition over on that left side. Yeah,
absolutely.
So we have Gittens, Mudryk, who's not even there, and Garnacho, who'll be out the door any second. So he's coming to start for Chelsea.
Absolutely.
For him, it's an upgrade. Whether or not Aston Villa finished ahead, you know what it is.
Yeah, it's not about that. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it in terms of he had the Arsenal Champions League champions. It's a guaranteed. It's a guaranteed 55.
It's not.
No, wait. It's a guaranteed 55 games per season. There's a high. You know what I'm saying? Where Chelsea, what's the maximum you lot? Yeah, but okay, 48 games.
Yeah,
max.
He's the starter. He's the starter.
You want to be in Europe. You want to be on the. You're a £100 million player, but you can't. You're not playing on the biggest stages.
He's not in Europe.
He's definitely done this move. This is what I'm saying. This is why I don't think it's a good move.
Oh,
that's not a good move.
A little bit of a step. However. You could now you know Chelsea are going to be in Champions League next year.
I don't know that, bro. I don't know that.
One week changes things, bro.
Don't say United.
United, damn it.
But for example, when you look at the project, as a player, when you're moving, you look at the entire project. Xabi Alonso coming in, very good coach.
It could be Amorim. Yeah.
No, it could be, but there's no proof of that at all.
Back three
doesn't matter. Xabi Alonso almost pulled off the unthinkable.
Wait.
At Leverkusen.
Germany
doesn't
though,
matter. He won the league.
Done the exact same, basically.
Without being Dortmund or...
He did go unbeaten, right?
Yeah, yeah. But as in, like, I think he lost in
the final of the Europa.
For Atalanta. Smoked.
But smoked as well.
For example, he's a top coach. You're in a team. You will be starting. You'll be in London. Like, there are different variables here. It might be like, oh...
That's not good for him, London.
Should have gone Arsenal. He went to go be hanging around with Cole Palmer. Oh, million.
Doesn't matter. Let's see how it works. One a week.
They might bring the best out of each other.
A wing back bombing on, three at the back. I just got a feeling.
Hato?
No.
Who's on your left?
Who knows? It might be Neto out there. It might be Quenda.
Are you trying to cite? What's happened with Quenda? I thought Quenda was a right wing back or right winger.
He can play left wing back or he can kind of play where Estevao is playing.
Oh, yeah, that's Lippy. A bad signing, Dan. That one.
Lippy.
When you signed
him left or at left back.
We know we're the most exciting team this season.
You're not.
We are.
You can't be when you ain't got Europe. We can't be.
Yeah.
Most exciting. We're going to run away with the league.
As anyone sees
we're
the
end of the league.
Top, we're just going to, everyone's just going to.
Keeper, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Seven
defenders, a new backup striker.
We got one.
Liam Delap.
No.
Who?
Omega.
Who?
Omega.
Okay. You know when your mate swear he's found the perfect car?
Yeah.
You ask him why suddenly he's talking like he's been on the motor trade for 20 years. Trust me, it's a bargain. Based on what though?
That's why I like car gurus, lads. When I was looking for a car, I didn't want to be guessing. I wanted to know what I was looking at. Whether the price made sense and what other people thought of the dealer. Car Gurus made it mad easy.
Car Gurus puts you in the driver's seat with complete car spec and car history, price change information and dealer's reviews, so you can feel confident you're getting a great deal.
Car Gurus is the only site in the UK that shows a deal rating on every car, from great to overpriced, so you don't have to guess whether you're getting a good deal or not, based on the vehicle's condition, mileage and features. No second guessing, no trying to piece everything together yourself. You can see all the important information up front, from vehicle history to price changes and verified dealer reviews, so you can buy with confidence without any surprises.
Plus, with Car Gurus, you get access to hundreds of thousands of cars from top-rated dealers. Go to cargurus.co.uk for complete vehicle details without any surprises.
That's cargurus.co.uk. Cargurus.co.uk.
Cargurus. Search by sorted.
But listen, Arsenal, who everybody thought Morgan Rodgers was going to go to, moving slow in the transfer window again.
Slow?
Yeah, it is. As an Arsenal fan, we were at this point last year. We were doing episodes. Everyone's talking about why haven't we got this man? Why haven't we got that man? Then when we did get them, it's well, why have you got him when you had him? And but then it all worked out in the end.
Is it fair to say over the years.
Are you all right?
No, I've got hiccups now.
Your hiccup? That's no. The, you've had like everything. You've had like a fart, a cough, hiccups.
Oh, can you pat my burps. Back, please? Burp me. Burp me. Pat, rub it and burp. Man. He's an idiot.
Bro,
you're
burp
selfish.
Him.
You're my boy. He's my boy. You can't even burp.
Yeah, you posted that. You said, bro. Burp your bro.
Hey, is it fair to say, Lippy, over the years, Arsenal...
Oh, God.
Let me get this out quick and I'm done. Is it fair to say Arsenal over the years have been a bit lackluster with transfers? And I'm going back to Luis Suarez, only putting the pound in. There's a couple of summers where you've missed out on strikers. Was Sesko a miss? And then they end up getting... The other guy?
I don't think he was a
sometimes
miss.
They just have a little hiccup in their transfer.
He laughs like an evil villain. Here his eyes go.
Hey, it's evil. Yeah. He's got an evil laugh.
But they're a bit like, yeah, I don't know. This is me asking a question.
I'll be honest, I think 100%, I think the only time we didn't do it was the last window. We had a little bit of intent. We got Zubi quite early, and that was almost a bit of a hijack. We thought he was going to Liverpool. Who else did we get? Then we got, because I know you're saying we missed out on Cesco. I didn't want Cesco.
Well, you hijacked Liverpool, weren't you?
Not hijacked, but everyone thought Zubimendi was going to Liverpool.
That was the season before, though.
Season before, it went in the same window.
Yeah, then he said no, he wants to stay at Solskjaer, and you lot signed him the whole other season after. We didn't pray for him.
I see you lot's influences doing
that was a season before.
Zubi doo and all these stuff. Like, we got him, innit?
Yeah, you got him the year after. We,
cool, bro.
Fine.
But
they got him.
We got him.
Innit? Well, like, is it like Isaac? Is it like that? When we heard.
That Isaac. But yeah, and then we got. Ross Clark,
no,
I can't even remember.
No, no, no. Wait, I'm going to push this.
Same. Yeah. Hold on. We have to hold off for 1 second.
You said you like this table.
Now, this table.
Yeah. Remember, that was you. You said this table today is where it was at.
Do you know what? It's always the same table as well.
Is it me?
Bro, I'm not pointing at you.
That's how you get rid of hiccups.
It's a joint enterprise.
You wasn't upside down. You was on your back.
We'll see if it comes back. If I'm wrong, if I'm lying, I'm flying. Another hiccup, look.
Anyway, look, they've got Tozolis. Is it Tozolis?
He's terrible, man.
No, he's not bad.
Come
but
on.
You know what
you ain't seen enough of him to say that. I'm honest. I don't know. Here's what I think.
Trossard, I think, was actually a really big part of that title-winning team.
Clutch, and I think sometimes.
Obviously, Arsenal are going to want to retain. It's hard to do. Only three teams have ever done it. So it's like... You need to strengthen if you want to keep this title. And I think that is not a strengthening move. And I'm not sure what moves they've got planned, but they need to find a way to get stronger because everyone else around them is going to try and get stronger. And just not sure.
That's a terrible signing.
It's not terrible.
For a champion winning team, you get rid of Trossard, by the way, which when I see him at Beşiktaş doing the whole, I was gobsmacked. Like 2 days after that, he got out of the cup as well, probably the next day or whatever. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is one of the greatest ever squad players. He's one of them players that you always think should be starting.
Yeah.
But when he starts, you think he shouldn't start. But that's the perfect squad player, right? So to let him go and then bring in this geezer that couldn't cut it in the Prem before, he's gone away. He's done his thing, I'm guessing.
Has he been Prem before this tournament?
With Norwich. And to be fair, he made a decent debut against Arsenal. He looked decent in his, he made his Norwich debut against Arsenal, should I say. But he seems a bit stiff. I thought he was a left back.
Nah, he's a winger.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, these look great answers.
Hiccup's gone,
I don't
by the
feel
way.
Like Arsenal fans should be panicking because the World Cup's just finished.
We're not.
And as a bigger club they are, you can't be signing players that's still playing in the World Cup. If they get injured, you're snookered.
Yeah, but you know the problem with World Cup years, it's a double-edged sword, If you take your time, this window is only open till the end of August. Mm. Like, so we're now down to five weeks or whatever. So like now, like, and some of these players, you know how it is signing players out of a World Cup, inflated prices, this, that. Now they're just going on holiday, they come back from preseason, they're fat and rubbish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now you got to make a decision. If your target, really, you can't go after your target. You better
big
have
teams made the
World
signings, bro.
It has to be the same target, really, you had before the World Cup.
Yeah, big teams made their signings
early
during it.
Yeah.
Real Madrid signed Dumfries and Cucurella during the World Cup. You know what I'm saying, isn't it?
Early on in it, yeah.
They signed it while it was going on. They're not missing it.
You're like, signing these players, they're not big money.
They made, but it's irrelevant. Cucurella's going to start for Real Madrid. Yeah. They signed their starting left back. They negotiated the deal.
It was before the World Cup.
Yeah, maybe. They flew out to America to give him his checks and all that. It's like big clubs, if you want your player and he's
there, you got to get him.
You got to do it, bro. You've got to pull the trigger. Have to. Because end of the day, like especially if you're maybe not a Real Madrid, they don't have to worry about that. There's not going to be a Real Madrid to Real Madrid then. But
For example, like a Rodgers, like if Arsenal have been, we're going to bid,
pull it.
It's over.
Yeah.
You talk about getting players early from the World Cup and Ratata. There's a player for Norway, the kid that kept coming on, setting up goals, scored the screamer against
left foot.
Yeah,
left side.
That's who you thought it was.
Sondra, yeah? Whatever. I think someone, and I know United were looking at him, but I think he would have been a better look for Arsenal on that left side rather than this Greek youth.
What, a lefty? He's a lefty, though. He's left-footed, though, that you...
No.
Sofascatting's easier. Obviously, Arsenal's done their research and analytics and data. That's why they've gone for who they've gone for, innit? And it's bare times you look and you can sofascat. Hey, he would have been a dope fit for your team. Like no, I'm just saying, it's called sofascatting. That's why it's cool, because we ain't got the data, innit? That's what it's
you
called.
You sound more like that, though.
I don't say a player should look better over. I know data's involved. You get me? I know why Arsenal's got.
You've never said a player would look better because of the team that signed him has done the data.
You chat. I don't know what you're on about.
You just said that,
bro. Listen,
we do that every week. We say that's not a good signing.
The naughty table's at it again.
I don't get what's going on here. I'm just trying to make a point. You see, when everyone I just let man. What did I say? Don't listen to argue. You get me? Just hear me out.
Yeah, Saliba might be out for a little while. good news is he don't need surgery. That would have been very, very dark.
That would have been five
what,
months.
What is it?
That would have been
bad,
5 months.
Bad back.
Dark.
Oh, end of career, that could be. Hope not. Bad touch wood.
Back. Well, he doesn't have to have surgery. That's dark. What they said.
So was this an impact? When did this happen? Was this...
Yeah, I was about to say he's been carrying it for a long time.
I'm saying he's a long term.
No, but he was playing in the World Cup and then something happened. Was that not related to his
France
back?
Went 1-0 down and then he just bottled it.
So I'm guessing it's like a disc disc problem, yeah, or a herniated disc, something.
It's what Hulk Hogan
bulge.
Had.
Bulge. Two discs, yeah. So that's it, forget it.
It's the same injury Hulk Hogan had.
It will be 5 months if he has to have surgery for recovery.
So what are they doing, resting?
So without surgery, they're saying it should be about two, I think, 2.5.
I think I got that same injury, you know.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan had it.
My back's cooked, is it?
Yeah.
Back injuries are the worst, man.
Do you think that's worth it, though?
What?
Because if he rests, it's more than likely going to come back.
I will be fine.
Like the surgery,
I'll be better honest. Than the surgery.
Then they have the 5 months to be back forever. Yeah.
But Arsenal's
going to ruin his career.
But Arsenal's looking to fill that gap with John Stones on a free.
Now,
what do you feel about that?
They're similar.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah,
I think that's good. That would be a good signing.
I think it's a good signing.
I think, because you lot got a lot of left footers, isn't it? So you can't, I don't think too left.
I think
back
it worked.
That's actually a pretty, that's annoyed me because Chelsea may as well just go get him.
I believe you need a white centre back. I believe you need one. Like,
that would be a brilliant.
You need a white man in there, bro. Like a Gary Cahill. You know, like how you had Gary Cahill.
Oh, these.
Yeah.
Guys said us.
No, not you lot.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, he can't say that to us
now. Nah, because I see you a link with Konsa as well.
Bad boy. Top five.
I think that'll make a little bit more sense long term.
What? Does Konsa have that much football in him, though?
Yeah.
I like how you said that. You've been listening to Sooners.
No. But I look at Konsa and I don't see something that's too dissimilar to a Konate.
What?
Yes.
He can play.
The guy's
plays
a Rolls Blood
bro.
Clark
plays
Royce.
Fullback.
Nah, you're throwing Rolls Royce.
No. Bro, he's
not Rolls Royce, but he's like.
Brother is calm as No.
He can play fullback, innit? Kanate could never play right back.
Yes,
in
I know.
Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying,
Kanate's sick on the ball.
I'm saying,
comfortable on the ball.
Nah, it doesn't look it to me.
He is comfortable.
Konsa doesn't look.
Better than Kanate.
Nah, it's not open and shut like that.
He's not no Saliba on the ball. Yeah,
what I mean is, I don't know if there's enough football. He's saying, Lippi said Konsa might make more sense, but I don't think there's enough football in Konsa for an Arsenal team.
I understand what you
mean. I'd rather have Konsa than
John Stones.
Is better on the ball than Konsa, though, no? Wouldn't you say?
I think John Stones is better than all of them on the ball, though.
Yeah.
Maybe back fair. In the day, blood.
Even when England drafted him in, when the right back situation, it seemed more sure.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It seemed a bit when he with John Stones, you knew he didn't waste the ball, didn't lose it, no panicking.
I don't know where John Stones played at academy level or whatever, but I don't know if he would have been sent. No, but as in, I don't know what position he played.
CDM.
Whereas
he's made that.
Konsa, like those kind of man, like. That you could tell they were midfielders. And then you look at a Konate, a Konsa. I don't think they've played anywhere at any level other than centre-back. I think that shows. In an Arsenal team, Saliba, I don't know where he played when he was younger, but he can play ball.
He played up front still.
He played up front. He can play ball. I think there's a difference between a defender.
I don't think any black man started as a centre-back, though. I'll be real with you. So growing up, he must have played somewhere
else. That's how he definitely did.
No, he didn't. That's how he was a CDM.
Midfielder, yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you one man that started as centre-back, black man. Sol Campbell.
No, he's a striker.
He's a striker.
Did you see him at the World Cup when they were saying England might have this game here? And he goes, is it home or away? Is at the World Cup, did you see it was in the brackets? He asks, is the game home or away?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of this guy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like cussing people like for their actual attributes, yeah, but his voice annoys me a lot, bro. It's annoying.
Did you see when he was saying, Spurs are hating on him, they didn't invite him to their stadium opening? I'm like, brother, you left for their biggest rivals. Like, what the f- is wrong with you? Like, you know, like, cheating on a girl with her mum. Oh, she didn't invite me. She didn't invite me to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but because you cheated. Anyway, but let me tell you something. Sol Campbell said something the other day, and he was talking about altitude, and he was talking so much sense, and people started clowning because they didn't understand. So there's certain times he's talking a lot of sense, and people ain't on his intellectual level, mate.
He's a centre back, man. His head bangs bare times.
What, is that your brethren?
Is he my brethren?
Yeah.
My cousin, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so what?
Just asking.
That's cool. It's my brother's cousin, yeah.
Nah, I see him on that Demlots podcast. I think it was Ian Wright and that. And he might as well have just not been speaking English, bro. Like, anytime he got the mic, he was moving mad.
So Gary Neville says, so Barcelona were in for you? Yeah, but no, they weren't in for me, but like, I thought they were.
How can you be like,
bro, he was insane on that podcast.
But at a point, they were like, at a point, they were talking about an England game, yeah? And Sol Campbell's like, yeah, I know, I saw. He's like, no, Sol, you were there. He's like, yeah, I saw. He's like, no, you played the game. He's like, no, because he said, I watched it. He's like, yeah, I remember watching it. I remember seeing that on the telly. They were like, Sol, you played that game. He's like, yeah, nah, I remember. I saw. Where did he go?
And he was just like, and they were asking him, like, why not County? He was just like, I don't know.
Sometimes,
was it a project? Was it a manager?
He goes through training sessions later, knew it weren't for me.
So what's next? He's a spiritual guy. He got offered a deal and he said, you know what? I felt it. It felt right.
It's the way that all the other pundits are trying to work with him, bro. They're trying to say to him, like, make this make
what
sense.
What club did he say, oh, I nearly signed for? It's like Real Madrid or Bayern or something. Because I nearly said, so Gary Neville was like, oh, so they came in for you? No. They didn't come in for me, but
Can I say something? He is one of the greatest English centre-backs to have ever played the game.
He's the best.
He's black. Stop tearing him down.
Can I just say that doesn't stop him from being a madman?
No, don't care. We leave it.
His brother's a madman, though, isn't it? He was a ref over the marshes.
In Sol's brother?
He was a ref and he's just on scrapping. You can't run your mat to him. is on scrapping
off. Who almost went unbeaten in recent years? It was you lot.
Yeah.
And who is it? Watford beat you lot.
Yeah.
Do you remember the video we made when you lot lost? Uh-huh. He's on the sofa lying down. He's like, yeah, unbeaten. The greatest achievement in English football history. Like, yeah, that's it. And he, oh my days, man, see the video this year for the North, the North London Derby. The North London Derby. I wish I was out there myself.
I
say that.
For who?
But he's peculiar.
Yeah, nah, he's unique. He's him.
He's like Eubanks. He's like a Eubanks.
Yes. By the way,
he will mash you up, but he's elegant.
Yes, yeah.
He's Chris Eubanks.
Yeah, it's Chris Eubanks.
Talk to that. It's Chris Eubanks.
YJ. YJ.
Don't talk for the sake of talking.
Oh, yeah. He's way past that.
Don't talk for the sake of.
He. Sol Campbell.
Wiley.
Yeah, it's mad. Sol Campbell is intelligent. Like he was like. Sippy. He was a debonair. He was a distinguished gentleman. And people were being football like hooligans and rats. And he was out dating Kelly Hopping. Like, who's the woman?
Who's Kelly Hopping?
Who's Katie Hopping?
Exactly. But you know what? Move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, what about United's transfer?
Don't do it like that, though. Real talk.
What? He went for Kelly Hopping, innit? The Yuri Tielemans. Tielemans, yeah? Here's my one problem with United at the moment. I feel like they're buying the same player over and over and over again. Mm. You've got a lot of players of similar
profile
in the same midfield. I'm not sure who's going to move on. I know Casemiro's done now. He's gone. But Tielemans at 41 million is decent value.
More than decent.
That's you. 30,
that's euros. So it was 35 euros. It was 35
yes.
million pounds.
But also... Still. Andre Santos is a very good player, a similar-ish kind of player for 56 million.
Mm. Why buy two players the same?
You've already got Ugarte. Because we're building
a squad. Ugarte's never going to play.
Exactly. What are you on about? You're buying a whole new midfield.
Kobbie.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mason Mount.
Bruno.
Mason Mount's on a thin thread.
I'll be honest, you're not buying no more centre midfielders.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
That's not good enough.
Yes, we are.
Who are you getting?
We're going to get someone. We're going to get another centre midfielder.
Oh, Kone.
That Kone, he looked good at the World Cup.
But I'm saying, so what? Do you reckon these two has forwarded over?
Again, we could talk about these two, yeah? Do I think we're going to go win the league with this? No. You would have to surprise me. But it's bigger than that, isn't it? We need to build a midfield. We need to bring a squad together. And if that's what I'm adding, a 35 million player, I'm not mad at that as a squad player. Santos, I've seen you a bit. You looked okay. When I went and done my... Every Chelsea fan's told me he's good.
No, he's good.
I think it's class.
So it's like I'm... No, it's not... It can't... If we're finishing now, I'm angry.
No, I am not... That Andre Santos one, for me, is very good value, yeah? Mm. But the Tielemann one kind of confused me. It just confused me.
Why?
Because
Tielemann comes available for 35. You don't get him. No, every team.
He's had that in his... he's just been his... Was it release
clause? They're getting rid of players, though.
And
now Michael Carrick's at the helm. He's got the full-time job. I want him.
All right, look. So a player with a year left on his contract, 18 months left on his contract, 29, you don't negotiate the minimum release clause. These are little things. Of course you do.
Of course you do.
I think he's a great signing 5 years ago. But then it all boils back to...
I've not said nothing. I can see his face.
But bro, just chill, bro. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to him.
Yeah, hands out my face.
You're just saying, so what? Just chill, bro. But I'm saying, it boils back down to, like, should they have let Scott McTominay go? Like, you're doing all of
that's
this.
Hindsight.
No, Hundo, but bro, they're buying all these other guys that are not even ready for him.
He's better than...
different players.
No one
different
here players. Is better than him. No
what?
One, no one.
Different.
No one's better than him. No one there.
I think the issue is...
No one's better than him.
I think Tielemans is a bit of a...
None of them are better than him.
I feel like United have just bought like the name, innit?
What? What do you mean?
He's cold though. He's cold.
So one sec, would you take him as a squad player at Arsenal?
He's better than Zubimendi.
35 mil.
No, he ain't.
Huh?
Yeah. No, he ain't.
Do you know what it is? I would, but I wouldn't want him to start for Man.
But who said he's starting? You lot are making your own United starting lineup to be saying he's starting. No one don't know what he's doing.
I'm just saying.
He's prem proven. He will start. He's starting, bro.
He's better than Zubimendi.
Bro, look, now you just got gaffers. How can you say he's starting? There's no guarantee if he's starting. If he plays well, then he deserves to start. But as a squad player, 35 mil, you cannot go wrong for a Prem proven player.
I don't think you necessarily need a Tielemans profile midfielder, innit? If you want Mainoo to play, and Santos makes sense, innit? Mm. He's a six, he's a ball winner, he's got it all to prove. Yeah, deep he line can play
playmaker.
Tielemans, if there was like exact same player available somewhere else and it wasn't Tielemans, you wouldn't buy him. But because it's Tielemans, you're buying him. It's on brand with United.
It's cheap.
Are you? Yeah, nah, it's facts. But you haven't bought him because he's cheap. You've bought, yeah, 100% you have. But it's both of the thing. You don't, because my whole thing is, yeah, you lot in a position where you need to buy players to make you better. Because it's cheap and it almost don't matter how it goes. You've bought that. You've
no,
bought
but
a player
he does
that
make us better, though. Yeah,
he's not better than Casemiro.
He's such a class player.
He's not better than Casemiro.
I think he's good, but it's just, how many good players have we seen go there and not make them better? I've seen Di Maria go there.
It's a different United now with Carrick and that.
You can think. It don't, what you're saying don't really make sense because I've seen players go all over the place 100%. And it don't make them
so
no better.
Exactly. There you go. Like, I'm not saying that crazy.
I think it's the age and it's the timing of this is what is a little bit like. How, you know what it is?
29-year-old
Tielemans. We have probably seen the best of Tielemans. I could be wrong. We could be wrong.
You know what it is, Dan? Sorry to interrupt. You see what it is? See, with a player like him, obviously, he used to, back, especially in Belgium, he used to get in the box a lot. He'd get to the box a lot and he'd score a lot of goals from outside the box, but he'd be up there. As he's got older, mate, the way he, especially, remember, he was doing well in a good Villa team, by the way, a very good Villa team, dictating the play, by the way, dictating the play, keeps the ball, does the simple things very, very good. And that kind of player, as you get older, you
only
get better.
Did he start in that
better.
Villa team?
Start of the season, he weren't in the team. Start of the season, he weren't in the team. It was just there.
You're a G.
Please, let me just say one
you're
thing.
You're a G, Dan.
Bro, okay. You're a G, Dan. Bro, he was playing. When he got injured, Aston Villa fell off.
Yes,
so
thank
what's
you.
He talking
He's talking
about?
Sh- bro. And then when he come back, they picked up
he
again.
Was gonna, he was
like, chat sh-
no one.
Honestly, Dan, don't
I'm telling
to
you,
it.
They did.
Stop listening to argue, bro.
Oh, shut up. It's the truth.
First time you dropped it, it was good.
It's the truth, though.
No, it's not.
I think you lot need legs. Yeah, that's Maybe. All it is.
That's it. There
I
you
think
go.
He's a great player.
Yeah, okay,
but. He had physicality problems in his early 20s.
Yeah.
You've got him 29.
He ain't got no legs. He's no legs.
It could, but and you've got more games.
He'd be like, keep
ball. I think the only reason they've bought him is because it's the exact same type of signing for them that they made with Casemiro. One that's probably over the hill that
but
we've seen
experience,
the best of,
bit of brain.
He has something that might still be off.
He'll help Mainoo.
My only thing is that he might, someone like him will probably make the progress of someone like an Andre Santos like diminish.
Nah.
Not progress, but you know what I'm saying? Like if one has to play, the other doesn't quite do as well. And I just think they're gonna favour Tielemans over Santos.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We don't know that.
You
though.
Just said he's better than Zubimendi.
Who?
You just said he's better than Zubimendi.
He is.
Who? Santos.
So is Santos.
No.
So is Santos.
But both of them are better than Zubimendi. Yeah.
Zubi's
go away, man.
What's he done?
He won a World
What's
Cup, won a Euros, won a Premier League.
Won a World Cup.
Yes.
What, 22 minutes?
Literally. That means you don't win it.
No one's talking to you.
You do win it.
All right, then. Lippy, end the show. Let's go.
Anyway, people, remember to hype, like, subscribe, and comment.
He played 30 times last season.
Yeah, intervention went well.
30 times went one season. I told man.